HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that makes cooking super fun, easy, and convenient. Each week, HelloFresh creates a new delicious recipe with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes so that everyone from a novice to a seasoned home cook can do it. HelloFresh also sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities so that there's no food waste. Not only that, they also employ a full-time registered dietitian who reviews each recipe to ensure it's nutritionally balanced. And it's all delivered right to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. The other day, I received the spring asparagus and shrimp risotto. It was so good, and I was so happy that I could make it. I am usually so scared of making risotto, but it was so easy to do, and I was shocked that I was able to cook it in like 45 minutes. It was wonderful. So, everyone has to go to HelloFresh.com and enter Lady when you subscribe. You'll receive $35 off of your first week of deliveries, and you'll get to enjoy all of these awesome meals. So go to HelloFresh.com and please enter Lady and try it.
Hey everyone, this is Lady Levin. Thanks so much for listening. I just wanted to say real quick before we start our show, a quick thank you to all of our listeners that send us messages telling us that they relate to some of our stories and that they like our podcast. It's so nice. We love hearing from you. Anytime you guys want to shout out to us, we love to hear from you. So today we have a very special guest, and before I introduce him, I'm here with the beautiful Greta Teitelman and Lo Bosworth.
Hi.
What up, dogs?
And we're also here with another beautiful human named Jake Weary.
Hi, Jake.
Hello.
Hi, Jake.
Hello. Hi.
Jake is a brilliant actor and musician. He has a luscious blonde, like medium level bun going on.
Yeah, and he has like a really nice like skin tone.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh my God.
It's this like nice kind of like sun-kissed thing that we have going on.
I use pitta oil.
Pitta
like
oil.
Yeah, it's just like a little mineral rub.
Wow, we're getting beauty advice.
Wow,
from,
I love this.
I want to go back to the mineral rub.
Yeah, but I'm not afraid of that.
You should make it yourself.
Personal hygiene is a
thing
that I really, I believe in.
That's great.
Good.
Yeah.
So Jake, personal hygiene master, actor, musician, and you can see him in the new show, Animal Kingdom, which will be on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for that. Well, thanks for joining us, Jake.
Yeah, no worries. It's nice to be here. Greta's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you also find Jake on Raya?
No, Jake dates.
Raya, no.
Jake dates a very good friend of mine, which is how I know Jake.
So Jake's not single.
He's not available. So ladies, do not slide into his DM.
But no. Definitely, I mean, like, do slide into his DMs.
I don't want that to, you know, like, to thwart any, like, future, like, nice relationships that don't, you know, could be platonic.
Jake is always looking for a friend.
Always looking for friends, you know? I like people.
That's great.
I like good conversation.
So follow him on his social media channels
and
like all of his photos.
Just because I have a beautiful girlfriend that I love.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's opposed to other women as friends.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, it could be very confusing for women, though, to be your friend.
Exactly.
But it's okay. So Jake is like, you know, we've done episodes in the past where we've had our girl crushes. Jake is on as our very first guy crush because we just think that you're the best.
Yes. Thank you
and
so much.
And I want to first, before we like dive into our topic, which I'm very excited to dive into.
Me too.
I just want to know, I want all of our listeners to know a little bit about you,
okay,
about your music, about your personal hygiene, about some things that you believe
about your
in.
Acting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just want to hear it all.
Well, I guess it starts, I was born in New Jersey.
Wow. What a state.
So New Jersey's, that's my place. Yeah.
Holla.
And my parents are both actors, and my dad's a director and a writer as well. So I kind of like grew up around, you know, like on a studio. My mom was on a soap opera forever, so it was always something. Guiding Light.
Ooh,
it's a classic.
Wow.
Yeah, it was actually
classic.
The first soap opera. It was on the radio. It was on the radio first. So it's like the very first soap opera. Yeah.
That's so cool.
So she's
does
like
she
royalty.
Yeah. Yeah. She does. She have amazing hair? Yeah, she has beautiful hair.
Look at Jake's hair. It's got to come from somewhere.
She's gorgeous. I love her. I love her so much. but yeah, so I grew up in New Jersey. And then I came out to LA to go to California Institute of the Arts for a acting conservatory.
Yeah.
I lasted like 3 months, maybe 4 months. Mm-hmm. And then I went and shot a movie in Vancouver, and then it was kind of over from that point school wise. And I just started, you know, auditioning, you know, classic actor grind.
Stuff. Yeah. It seems so hard. Like constantly going on audition after audition after audition.
Yeah.
Also
to
not get all of them and someone to be like, no. And then you're
totally.
Like, what don't I have?
There's literally, it's like it just sucks. But working makes it totally worth it. And it's and it's so fun. Like, I can't imagine doing anything else. It's just, you know, getting to be someone else and it's kind of.
Are you the only one of your siblings that acts?
Yeah, I am.
I feel like that's interesting. I feel like a lot of kids that come from like director, actor parents, I feel like all of them kind of like go down that road.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah.
I feel like they either go like complete opposite, like I'm going to go like be a doctor or a lawyer, or they go in the industry, but like never marketing.
Yeah, because I feel like it's also like a lawyer father kind of like births like an artist daughter kind of deal too.
I don't know. Both of my parents.
Yeah, like, you know, I have nothing against that, but that I just feel like that's like a thing too.
Yeah. But you know what never strays? Dentists. If you're a child of a dentist, you always become a dentist. My friend Jake is like sixth generation dentist.
It's also sad because aren't dentists like depressed and they have like the highest suicide rate? Is that still a thing?
Jesus, I don't know.
But they Where did you hear that?
Yeah. It's a known fact.
I don't know.
It's a known fact that like one out of three dentists are just going to go.
Do they say that?
In the dentist world, I don't know. I don't even go to the dentist enough.
Dentists just make so much guap.
Yeah.
They do?
I think that if you're a dentist, you're happy because you have such clean teeth and they're so shiny and bright.
I thought orthodontists made all the guap from those fucking braces that we all know is a scam.
Supposedly,
oh my God, Jill, you hate braces.
You need to go get your dental work in Mexico.
What?
It's like you can actually find really good dentists in Mexico that will like fix your teeth. For nothing.
Listen,
I'm
not going to fucking Mexico and getting some like fucked up tools.
I call Julie. She's like, I'm in Tijuana getting a cavity filled.
Yeah, like I would rather spend on something that like is like so important as like my body.
My teeth were like fucked up.
And you went to Mexico?
I just have soft teeth or something, but I had like so many cavities, and I went to see this dentist, and she was like, "All right, you need to come back like every month and see me, and we're gonna like do some work."
In LA or in Mexico?
Yeah, in LA, and I didn't have like dental insurance, so it was just like literally
a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, it was like half of my savings just went towards my teeth, which you know I kind of regret.
No,
but.
But now
hopefully they're just chilling.
Your teeth are really nice.
Couldn't you write off your teeth since you are on the screen and you need them?
You should look into
that. Ask your accountant.
Maybe I'll ask my manager.
I mean, it is a part of your like career.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't know, because
I have like a little bird mouth, so my teeth don't really show that often. So it's
no, but when you smile, and it's not like you can't get roles. They're not like we're looking for a hot guy with no
just
teeth.
Fantastic. So.
I mean, that could be a niche, though. Listen, like you go to Hollywood, I got no teeth.
Have you seen Tom Cruise's teeth, though?
No.
Yo, I watched Tom Cruise in Legend. It's like one of my favorite movies. His teeth are fucked up, dude.
Really?
Like, one snaggly right across the center.
I think I've noticed that from Jerry Maguire.
It's like another character in the film. It's just like chilling. Like, all the lines. It's just hanging there. Like, I couldn't take my, when I was a kid, I just could not take my off that snaggle tooth.
So. That's really
funny. I like a little bit of uneven teeth.
But it makes him like who he is. Like, it's like this like weird like, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just like a part of him.
Yeah.
It just like makes him cooler. I don't know.
Just a little extra buddy.
Just
in
a little
there.
Extra, yeah. A little extra chew, you know.
So you also make music.
I also make music, yes.
What kind of music is it? Like rock and roll, indie pop? Chill
R&B,
like house,
I mean,
honestly,
people ask me that, and I really, I don't know. I don't know. I
he's guess developing just, his own elevated category.
It's like because I listen to everything, so it's like kind of just like vomit, you know? It's
true.
What I listen to at the time, and then it's.
But is it like on a guitar or electronic?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much use everything that's in my room. So I have like a couple like keyboards and stuff, and I have my drum set and a guitar and like a bass, and I use my voice a lot and make like weird synth sounds and stuff with my voice.
Oh, like in the-
could we have like a demo right now?
I wish.
Jilly, will you pull it up on your computer?
In, but,
could you just sing, do a little?
Is it on SoundCloud?
Sing a little ditty for us.
I think
you don't
that,
have to.
No, I
know
think that this is what we're gonna do.
Like
we're gonna look
terrible.
It up. We're gonna look it
yeah,
up right
look
now,
it up.
And
just
later
look
down
up.
In the episode, can we? Is there a way that we can play it?
It's literally.
Oh, our amazing sound guy is gonna fucking hook it up,
oh, cool.
And we're gonna link
all right.
it all up, and we're gonna
we'll
listen to Jake's
get,
music.
We're gonna rock out.
Hell yeah! There's a giant ass aux cord.
Oh man, I'm super nervous.
Don't be.
I think I found you, but you probably have some on your phone instead.
I'm like kind of nervous right now. I don't usually like.
This is exciting.
This,
we've never done this on our show either. I feel like we're all losing a big virginity.
You know, it's a first
me too.
For everything. Sometimes.
You know, it's important to face your fear. So let's face this one right
know,
now and
I'm
just
like,
rip that Band-Aid off.
I know, I'm so insecure.
Don't be
what
insecure.
What is this song called so I can introduce it in my radio voice?
This song, I don't know what I want to play you. I guess...
we can give you 10 seconds to decide.
I'll play a song called Stupid Cupid. So is it ready? Can I play it? Wait. This is so crazy.
I like this vibe.
I'm vibing.
Like do
yeah,
what kind of
yeah.
drops?
Oh my god. I think we should.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
It's just a little preview.
I think that's fly. I feel like I would dance in the club to that.
I would totally I would have a cocktail and I would like sway back and forth to that song.
I mean I for sure want to have like a band, you know, to play with. I'm just so sick of seeing like one person on stage. I mean, you know, people can do it and make it interesting, but I feel like I went and saw a band live like a couple of weeks ago, and it made me realize how special it is to have like other people on stage with you, and you can like feel that energy. And
well, that's something now that I feel like we've like lost so much with like so much music that we listen to now. It's like two guys and a computer, or it's like some other shit like that. It's fucking annoying, and it's like you want to see the energy of a bunch of other people.
Well, yeah,
on
I mean
stage.
That's like what, yeah, it's like that's. Where it started, you know, you kind of have to like totally have to.
It's really impressive though that you did all of that.
Thank you.
On your own.
Yeah.
I don't think my brain could work that way. Jilly, Jilly DJs a lot and is an amazing DJ.
Thanks, Greta.
You are.
Oh,
I don't make my own music though. I took one music production class.
Uh huh.
And it's just, there's so much to learn. Like literally, the only way you can get good at like producing or writing your own music is just practice and time. That's
totally,
it. There's like no quick way. Not that I needed like a quick way to do it, but it just like
You need to.
I had too many other interests, and I was like, if I was gonna do it, I need to focus on it full time.
Well, I don't think DJing is
no,
that
no,
hard.
No. I don't
you
mean DJing.
Like,
I mean writing your own music,
yeah,
like actually doing that,
and using like Ableton or whatever.
Yeah, I mean like when you use Ableton, there's like billions of sounds and different things you can make, and it's like there's so many options.
Well, I guess you can you just have to narrow it down to things that you like, you know, sounds that you like, and like, you know, it doesn't seem as grueling when you have like an idea.
I was super into a deep house at that point in my life, so like all of my beats were like so deep.
I love deep house. I love
and D-Pass. It was fun. It was a cool. It was a it's cool. Just, yeah, you know, year.
D-Pass is the fun to dance. Like, I like the most fun D-Pass to dance
or hip hop, and I don't really like anything else.
I want when Jilly used to DJ Deep House, that was so fucking fun.
It was fun. There's nothing like DJing like outdoors, just like that sort of vibey music with like no drop. It's just like a consistent and there's like a beautiful vocal over it. I really like that. I'm very much not into like big room house.
Yeah.
Like I'm not into like the festival house music that's played unless it's like that level. It, like, but like,
your,
yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I don't like that sometimes.
Yeah, like what is that noise? And then I realized it was low.
But yeah, I don't like that whole like, I don't really like the festival like Molly, like music shit, like drug,
the, like Molly culture.
Yeah, like I'm not into that whole culture at all. I don't
even think that's like a culture. I think it's just like an age, you know?
Yeah, but like a lot of people, like I actually went to this festival called Mysteryland that I DJ'd at a few years ago. And everyone gets dressed up in these crazy costumes. And everyone there was definitely like over 30. Like it wasn't a young festival. Yeah. And it was so depressing because everyone was so fucked up. And you knew that they saved all of this money to spend the weekend at this festival. And they just like were so out of their mind. Like one guy, I'll never forget this image. You know that when the alien gets its head blown off in Men in Black and then it grows back?
Yes.
Like this guy was so fucked up that his head like grew and was like looking at me like that alien. Like,
I
was
like mini head.
Yeah. And I was like,
head?
Dude, I was like, I'm just not about drugs at festivals or in general.
Here's the thing is like, I've taken my fair share of like Molly and like partied and danced my ass off and it is fun.
Yeah.
But like there are people that do that just next level that I just like, how can you just fucking do that? Like rip all the time. I guess that this is a good transition to talk about what we're talking about today.
Definitely.
Which is fucking partying.
Yeah. Partying.
For me, like I tried Molly once and the one time I did it, I went home and like watched Friends episodes.
Because that sounds very chill.
It just like, and I was like, I don't think this drugs
Wait,
for me.
When was this? You were on drugs and watched Friends?
I like, so while? I tried Molly and I was like, oh,
this is the first time you tried it.
Okay. The first and only time I've ever done it. Mm-hmm. And then I just like went home and watched Friends and I was like, I don't think this is for me because I just like wanted to be like home and like bed.
Mm-hmm. Like, Mo, were you ever a festival person?
I've been to Coachella too many times to count. But
I feel like Coachella is like festival light, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Coachella has turned into like the festival that is like a mall.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Right. But I mean, people party there. Too. Like, it's still like I rescued a chick. I was telling you guys earlier, legit, like saw this like 90-pound girl like pass out in the middle of the crowd and like picked her up and like rushed her to a medical tent. And she was like, I don't know. I took some drugs and like, don't tell my mom. And I was like, you're gonna die.
It's like the it's like the training like round for like young ones to see if they're strong enough, you know.
But you can't talk shit on Coachella like 8 years ago.
No.
Like,
totally
that's
not.
Back when it was cool.
I also don't think you should talk shit about it at all. Coachella's great.
Yo, I'm not
it's
talking
beautiful.
Shit about Coachella at all. I'm just saying that Coachella is probably the biggest festival now. I think,
I think for sure, and I think it's just Burning Man.
Yeah, Burning Man is a close
everywhere.
I don't know.
And Bonnaroo's huge too.
Yeah.
The problem is that the festivals have been infiltrated with a quality of like person that's not there for the right reason. I think that's the point. Is like they're there just to be fucked up, and that's not. I guess for some people now that's the point, but like it should be about the music, man.
Yeah. I think it's like the type of music. Like I think that when people go to these like big house concerts, they feel like they need to be like super fucked up so they can like experience something with the light or something. You know what
I
mean?
But like also that I get that. Because I want like straight up, I don't want to go to a big house concert and like I'm sober.
Well, you wouldn't go anyway. Yeah.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's the point. Like, if you wouldn't go sober, like, why are you going to go fucked up?
You guys, I will say the first time that I ever saw, like, you know, when you realize that when you're younger and you're partying, you, like, don't realize how many old people still, like, really rip. And oh my God, there are people that fucking rage that are like in their like 60s that are like,
I mean, that's gonna be me at some point, I think. That's definitely...
I thought you were gonna say 30s. So embarrassing.
I feel like I'm gonna be that guy. Like,
I mean,
that's like, damn, remember Molly?
Yeah.
Like, let's go to Coachella, man.
Yeah, as like a 60-year-old dude.
I mean, like, I would definitely go to a music festival when I was older. But
my point, maybe I was definitely the weird one in this scenario. I was in eighth grade and my friend Allie Gordon and I went to see Bob Weir, which if you guys don't know, he was in Grateful Dead.
Uh-huh.
And he used to tour with this band called Rat Dog. And I went through this phase where I was into like jam bands for like a week. It was a very short phase.
Well, you did grow up in Washington, D.C. So I know. Like, that's acceptable.
But like I was into like Fish and Mo and like OAR, Disco Biscuits and yeah, like OAR. OAR. They're from Virginia. God. You know what I mean? It's just whatever.
Speaking of OAR, we used to like go to OAR concerts back in high school. It was like the thing, like all the grades would go and just get like, there would just be a massive party in the parking lot. People like passing out everywhere, just super New Jersey.
That sounds awesome.
All the towns surrounding went there and it was like the thing. And then you just listen to like, "Brown, go dig me down." And like all these people just like so drunk and just so concept, underage.
The concept of being like, let's get really fucked up and go to DMB sounds like awful to me.
Well, just now, man.
I feel like in Lo and I's area, it was all like people were into like Santana and like Pepper and it was like that SoCal, like cool rock
Pepper
vibe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I just like went to like a bunch of Madonna concerts. Pepper.
Sublime.
Sublime. But Sublime.
That's what I meant to say instead of Santana. I legit
Santana.
Like meant to say Sublime, and I fucking said Santana.
I used to love Carlos Santana, man.
I remember.
Shout out to Carlos Santana.
Shout out to Carlos Santana.
Did you know that Carlos Santana played at Woodstock?
Yeah.
I just mean like I didn't know that.
Yeah, wait, he's
a Carlos
G,
Santana
dude.
Used to sell shoes. There was like a Carlos Santana shoe line for ladies. I swear to God.
Get it. What do you think he just licensed? Do you think he just licensed his name, or do you think that he was really selling?
He's like
shoes.
These red pumps would look great at one of my concerts.
I don't know, but they were spicy. So.
He's like, you know who wore these? Maria.
That was his like merch booth was just his shoes. It was like a small.
That's so funny. I like miss though being in high school and going to parties where you just like knew everyone was going to be there.
Oh my god, I know.
I was like the life of the party, but like not in the like drunk way, but like just that I would go to like every party and just like be really social.
Mm-hmm. I remember like
you were that girl.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Don't you think, Lo?
Yeah.
She doesn't agree.
You guys
with
went
me.
To high school together.
Yeah, Lo and I have known each other since we were eight.
Damn.
But here's my question. Lo, do you guys, when you guys would record your parties on that show,
first off, it was the last 6 months of senior year of high school.
Okay, but like,
it wasn't our whole
You guys
high
were
school.
Definitely drinking, okay?
That's why everything was in a red cup.
I know.
What's the cue?
That's just, the cue was really like, were those parties that were actually happening or were those parties that were like planned to happen by MTV?
I think a mix.
Wait, what are we talking about right now?
Okay, to fill you in.
Sorry, I kind of.
Lo was on Laguna Beach.
Oh, shit. I remember that. I remember Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
So, Greta, I feel like it was a mix of both, but if they were there at the party and filming and you like had a bottle of alcohol in your hand, they could never put the camera on you.
Oh, I got it.
Were you on it as well?
No, I just, that's why I always had a bottle of alcohol in my hand.
Did you have to like, what was the deal? Did you have to like sign a thing?
No, because I wasn't, you didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to do it.
If you didn't want to be on it, you didn't have to in high school.
Okay.
There were always.
Can I tell a funny story?
Of course.
Go for it, Lo.
Jill, do you know what story I'm going to tell? It's about my mom and
Which one? Oh my God.
Tell it.
I used to say some crazy things when I was younger.
We used to drink a lot of Captain Morgan's in
so
high school.
Much.
Everyone loved Captain.
Everyone
was such
Captain.
A go-to.
So Captain,
and Jill told my mom once that, you know, like one or two girls per handle. That's what she told my mom.
One or two girls. You got slutty, Jill.
You understand. I said bottle. I did not say handle.
No, you said handle.
I don't.
Very
your mom like still brings that up with me. I'm like, Ellen, I'm 29 years old. Like, can we not talk about my stupid things I mean, said when I was 16?
It's kind of awesome.
I used to drink a lot.
I remember that was like the thing at high school parties. It was like, yeah, like bring like 330 racks and get like two handles.
I guess I never drank beer ever when I was younger. I only drank hard alcohol, and I had a fake ID when I was 16. I don't know. I was bad, but I also got straight A's.
I was 16.
Yeah, me too.
I got straight A's, so it didn't matter, I guess.
Me and my buddies used to get into bars with these like ridiculous laminated Brazilian IDs.
And like, did you look Brazilian?
No, of course. I mean, like, maybe my buddy, but he's like Jewish, but like maybe he could be so Brazilian. And we were like outside like a bar in New York, and we were just like, this is not gonna work, man. And like, and I walked up and I was like, hey, like, estamos aquí, like, come up off the
really?
Front.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Spanish, and, not Portuguese.
Whatever, man. It worked. Like, it, like, I just like, you know, worked it a little bit. We just like, we're like, I don't know. Like, we just had the confused face on and just like,
of being foreigners.
Just like, in here, and like, we don't know. Like,
so you guys got it.
You made the right decision and wore like Pumas.
Yeah. Like, you really like dressed for, you wore like capris, Pumas, like a soccer jersey.
I think it was just the confusion and just like that got us in, because
did you guys
like,
rip
these guys
when you
want
got
a party?
Inside?
Are they here?
Yeah. Like, did you guys party?
Oh, we ripped it up. Yeah.
You guys raged.
Yeah.
I mean, when Greta goes, do you guys rip?
Yeah, do you guys fucking rip?
Do you guys fucking rip?
I used to like, work for this photographer that would say, this is really vulgar, so for all of our softer listeners out there, I'm sorry about this. I used to work for this photographer that would call, like, hooking up with girls getting guts.
Ew.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
How fucking disgusting.
I don't even
disgusting.
Get that.
Oh, like, come on, Jilly. When someone's fucking you, their penis is close to your fucking stomach.
Oh.
It's called, like, getting
that, like, in your guts. Sense, though.
Exactly. It's just disgusting and it's vulgar. But he and I used to say, like, oh, did you rip? Yeah, you rip. So I think that really, the ripping really rubbed off on me.
You know, sorry, this is like sidetracked, but you know that Big Sean, or no, it's not Big Sean. It's like, it's J. Cole on that, on that song with, God, what's this? I don't know what it is, but he says, my dick's so big, it's like a foot is in your mouth. And that's like a popular song right now. It's God, who is it? Do you know who that
Google
is? I know it's
so big.
I know it's like my dick's so big, it's like a foot is in your mouth.
Yeah.
For some reason, that bothers me so much. I don't know why, but like it's
oh, I know that song.
Everyone was playing that song. And it's just, I imagine just like a stinky foot just getting like jammed into a mouth, and it just bothers me.
That
so
is gross.
Much.
I think that's strange. Sometimes,
Wait,
Jeremiah?
My dick's so big.
Jeremiah.
Bottom with the top off.
Oh no, I love that song, but every time that part comes up, I grimace.
It is kind of gross. But some people like feet in their mouth.
It makes me giggle.
I get it. It's just kind of like you could have like come up with something else, you know?
Well, obviously.
But hey, you know, if people enjoy that. Yeah, see, so she's singing it. See,
all right,
then it's cool, man. It's cool. I get it.
I have a drunk story about being at a rap concert, if you guys want to hear it.
Well, which rapper was it?
Kanye West.
How old were you?
I was 18, and it was Kanye West. I forget who he was on tour with. It was like,
was the College Dropout album or before that?
I don't know. I went with Kenzie, though. Kenzie is my best friend from growing up. Jake is also very, very, very close friends with Kenzie. Kenzie and I in high school would drink cranberry Smirnoff and cranberry juice together. But it was really fucked because we would do like a 50-50 mix and just get hammered. And I would just have like
fucking rip.
So this is the time, I think I talked about it before, about the time in my life where I was missing my left canine tooth.
Oh yeah, you have.
Yeah, I have. So in,
well, how old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, you lost a tooth.
Yeah, and well, because my teeth
were
all fucked up.
Is this when you were at ASU?
This was U of A. I was not a Sun Devil. I was a Wildcat. And this was my senior year of high school.
Did you have a clip on?
It was in a retainer.
Oh my God.
I have photos from this. We were at this Kanye West show.
And you had your fake tooth in.
And I had my fake tooth in.
Okay.
And we got so drunk. I got lost. I lost my fake tooth. I couldn't find Kenzie anywhere. Kenzie
lost her fucking
fake
tooth. Yes.
Kenzie is like,
oh my God.
Kenzie is like 3 feet tall. So she's like invisible wherever we go. I can't see her. I can't find her. I used to want to put her on a leash because like I just
like she would just vanish.
Yeah.
So Kenzie like made her way back to our group of friends. I was so drunk buying like tall boys at this concert using my sister's ID. Toothless. I don't know what guy was selling me these beers.
When you don't have a tooth.
Kenzie,
let me get a tall boy.
This is when you know you have like a ride or die friend for life. Kenzie found someone with a crutch and held the crutch up in the air so that I could like find my group of friends again. And thank God she did that, because
you would have been toothless and friendless.
Oh my God.
You can only be one or the other. You can't be both.
It would have been so bad.
Yeah.
But the amount that I used to be able to drink in high school versus now, I get hungover after like two cocktails.
Oh my God, I had a drink and a half the other night and I threw up. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I literally I knocked over a bar stool and threw up. I was like, what? Jake, what's one of your favorite partying stories from your life? I feel like you have good ones.
Oh man, I don't know. Put me on the spot. I guess, I don't know. I used to have a lot of parties. I was like
my house,
it was like one of like three houses that were, it was like a, you know.
Were
like,
your parents cool with it? Is that why you could have parties?
My parents were very, yeah, they were very chill about most things.
Were they okay about alcohol and weed or just alcohol?
They were cool about like, obviously like alcohol, like, you know, moderation and. Pot
as all teenagers do.
Yeah, I'm saying pot. Like I'm like 40. Like yeah. You know, we smoke pot too.
Yeah, and, we rolled a doobie. Yeah, and
everything
they were
in
okay
moderation was his point. But we had this like little carriage house up on top of like our driveway, and it was like the like where you'd party. Like if you brought a black light in there,
it'd be insane,
dude. It's,
it'd be lit.
It would be so lit.
Like, remember when MTV would have those shows with the black light?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's see how fucking gross this dude is. Like, black light his bed, and then the girl's like, ew, yeah, like I'm never going to
that garage would be glowing, man.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of funny shit happened. I can't think about anything right now.
Lo, do you have a favorite party memory from our youth? You got in trouble a lot.
Yeah, I was like a party monster.
Well, Lo was like, wouldn't party like in the smart way.
What do you mean?
Like, we all would get away with everything and Lo always got caught.
You make it sound like Lo is like...
Don't talk shit and I'm say not talking I was shit. Like a dumb partier. My parents were just like really cared and they would wait up for me and make me breathe on them every time I went home.
But also like there was times where like you snuck through your window. Like I never had to sneak through a window.
Yeah.
Well, that's because your parents were chill and like actually let you go out and have a social life. But my parents knew that I was super fucking naughty and so they had to crack the whip.
Yeah.
See, that's why I loved growing up in an apartment, because I like never had to deal with sneaking out. My bedroom door was like fucking right next door to the front door of my apartment.
So you'd never, if you snuck out, they
wouldn't
know.
Bounce.
Yeah, it would just leave.
I have a question for Lo. So what was the moment where like they realized where like, oh shit, we gotta like, you know, keep a watch on this girl.
Well,
like, cause that's probably the funny story.
Before seventh grade, because I had a
I was 8 on the playground.
Run that back. So so seventh grade.
So the
so
summer
you were like 12.
Before seventh grade, I had like a little 2-hour get together in my basement because my parents went to this like art festival and I thought that I could get away with it. And like the house like reeked of booze when they got home.
I don't even remember this story.
I like had spilled a bottle of mustard and I like burned to try to
this party's lit.
This is like what a
we got that Heinz mustard in here.
The toast burning thing I did every single time I drank in my house. I fucking burnt toast every time.
Guys, I never did that shit.
Okay, so you had this party and then your parents found out you were drinking.
Yeah, and like that's when they knew that like they had some trouble on their hands. And then in high school, I got arrested once and then I almost got arrested again. And so
you popped off.
I didn't even know that you got arrested, girl.
Wait, what did you get arrested for?
Andrews. And with like 7 other chicks and we got taken to the police station and my parents were not very happy about it.
But this is what I mean. I was at that same party and I just hid in the furnace room.
Right, I know, but I couldn't hide in the furnace room because I was just like caught in the living room when the popo walked in.
Got it. Oh, God, damn. Fucking police crashing parties in high school was the worst. Another time where like,
yeah, and in Laguna, they take you to the police station.
That's what they, there's no other crime.
I used to, growing up, I used to go to Nantucket, which is an island, a small island off the coast of Massachusetts. Oh. Very like white people island.
Nantucket this summer.
Yeah. Talk about everyone loving like fish and OAR and DMV. Everyone was there.
And Vineyard Vines.
Yep. But they would have like summer cops there, which are these cops that
that's Martha's Vineyard.
It's like literally a cop. Yeah, exactly. It's like some like 20-year-old that's like, I'm gonna be a fucking cop this summer and it's gonna be chill as shit. And they would like rip around. They weren't real cops.
Were they on golf carts? Or like bikes or motorcycles?
They were on ATVs and you could hear them coming from like a mile away. And they would come and they'd make you like give them all your booze and blah blah blah. But then they'd just fuck with you. They'd make everyone like stand in a circle and like hold hands and like,
I love that.
All these girls would be like, please
listen. But I think we need that when you're young. Like, I think you need some sort of like the law telling you like, okay, this isn't right, because if not, you just go fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
And also like a lot of like drunk driving happens, which I'm like really upset about all the time.
Oh well, yeah, but,
and so there needs to be like enforcement.
I remember though, there was this one party, there was a Halloween party that this girl had when I was in high school, and DC is super small, so like if someone heard about a party, everyone was there. Like, it wasn't like a high school specific thing. It was like literally every single person.
Like every high school in the area.
Every high school in the area, Maryland, DC, Virginia, like everyone went. So this girl had a crazy Halloween party, like, and the more fucked up part was that her mom bought all the booze. Like, her mom was like, I want to be the cool mom, you know, and like bought all of the alcohol. This girl's house, there must have been like fucking like 500 kids there. I'm not joking. Kenzie got like thrown through like a tiny window in the basement.
Kenzie.
And people were just like, when the cops came, people were like rushing, like running into the woods, because it was in the suburbs. People were like running to the woods, running places. I rolled up to this party late and I see fucking cop lights there. I wasn't even there when this happened. So I was like, peace, bye, I'm out of it. But these cops were brutal. They grabbed my friend's ankle, who was trying to get out of a window, and like smashed her to the ground.
That's crazy.
Anyway, they like gave like 100 kids citations, and the mom had to pay,
I'm sure,
a $200 fine for every fucking kid.
Yum.
And then she got ticketed like $20,000. So this woman was paid like fucking $60,000.
Just because
like
she wanted to be so cool.
Yeah.
She wanted to be the coolest mom. There's like a price you got to pay for.
My parents used to always say that though. They're like, you know, if someone's been drinking here at our house and then they go out into the world and they get in trouble, like we get in trouble for it.
Yeah, that was always the excuse. It was like, this is on us, you know?
Yeah.
Like if anybody goes to the hospital, this is on us.
What, Lo?
Jill, I have another story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you remember the one time that you, me, and Britton went to Tom McMahon's house?
Yes.
This is my neighbor who lives two houses down the street.
Shout out to Tom McMahon.
House.
And we drank like tequila that had a bug in it. Like, you know, that fucking alcohol that had like a creature in it, or like a scorpion. You're like, ooh,
it's a small
cool.
worm.
We were in high school and we had like 13 shots of alcohol and we started drinking in the daytime. And I don't know why we did this, but when we got home, both Britton and I were like, had the spins, and it was like 8 p.m. when we got home, and Jill was the most sober, and Britton and I ended up barfing on my bedroom walls.
Oh my God, turn up.
Jill told my mom that like Britton like got sick just because she like had her period. Expected her to believe that.
And like she had her period and like exercised you herself. Guys,
let me tell you, like, I'm a really
the
good
most
friend,
drunk
okay?
I've ever been in my entire life.
So, both of you guys threw up on the wall?
No, I didn't.
Like,
Britton did. And like, I was barfing. It was bad. We were like sick.
I had one super bad experience, like the second time that I drank, where I threw up all night long and had like called my parents, and it was like, I've never been that drunk in my life. And ever since then, I didn't really throw up that much. That was at Austin Sands' house.
You have to have that one night, you know.
Shout out to Austin Sands.
Puking.
And praying.
You know, I would like to think that I'm never going to throw up again from partying, but I know I am.
I mean, I'm going to, I threw up after having 1.5 drinks last week.
Yeah, you
so
never know.
Now,
especially in this age. It's like, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Your body just one night is like, nope.
Yep. Like, the one thing I am excited about that I was like okay with of having like had more experience younger, like I never really wanted to do anything too crazy as I got older.
Me neither. You know? I'm like, hello, alcohol. Goodbye, alcohol.
Yeah. You know, I'm still really down to party.
Yeah, me too.
Jake and I are still on. I'm like, nothing makes me happier than when I can party with people I love.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's been a big difference for me. What? In high school,
I'm only laughing because I feel like that sounds like a line from, like, an Adam Devine's, like, new movie that's coming out.
Like I fucking love to party with people I love and I'm a cool fucking guy.
And then, like, 10 years later, he wakes up and he's like, where are all my friends?
Yeah. He's like, the guy you used to love to party with.
Just kidding. Yeah. Okay, Greta, you love to party with your friends.
No, but here's the thing is, like, in high school or when you're younger, even in, like, college, you party with people just to party. Like, that's I don't true. Want to just, like, party just because with fucking strangers. Yeah. I like partying with my homies. If all of my friends are down to drink and get fucked up,
makes it so much better.
Yeah, but, like, you know what's not fun is, like, being with your friends and they're just like, oh no, don't feel like doing this. And you're like, well, I do. So I'm going to leave and hang out with strangers. I don't want to do that.
Sometimes it's nice.
But there's also like, I do hate it too when you're out with people and you're like, I'm not drinking tonight. And they're like, why? Why aren't you drinking? Like, you need to drink. Like, and like shove drinks
Jilly,
in your throat.
Because you do need to fucking drink. Otherwise, you're not cool.
I know. Okay? But it's just like, I hate when people do that at this age because it's like, we're old enough to decide when and when like we don't want to.
Booze it up.
Yeah. And like people should feel comfortable enough to like drink on their own.
You guys,
without someone else.
I want to transition into sexploration. I know that it might be premature, but I want to do it anyway because it's going to be a story share. And I love a story share because that's been our episode so far. And we're going to talk about times that we've had sex when we've been fucked up. And whoever has a story that they want to say first should go for it.
Well, I can't really recall anything because I was
so
too inebriated.
Up.
Yeah, yeah.
you can think about it, and I can tell a story.
There was a dark time.
There was. Tell us about it.
Well, no, I mean, it was like, you know, that weird transitional period where, you know, all my friends were still in college, and I was like, still like young and trying to party.
Was it weird for you since you stopped going to college and you started acting?
Oh yeah, totally. Because I was in LA and everyone else was in Valencia where CalArts is. So I had to like kind of like find my, I was like, you know, like a little like boy in the jungle, just like, you know, roaming around trying to like, you know, find his way.
Also, like, would you meet other, like, older actors and actresses or whatever that you would?
Yeah, yeah, on, like, shoots and stuff. Actually, okay.
Like, I don't think anyone I've ever hooked up with has, like, ever been, like, even, like, pulled over for a ticket.
I don't know. Really? A ticket?
I don't know. I'm obviously exaggerating. But I've never been with, like, a bad boy.
I definitely have had like so many terrible sexual experiences being fucked up. It's like,
I feel like you're kind of like a bad boy type.
I feel like I'm
Greta
the bad,
a bad
boy.
Boy.
I feel like I'm the bad boy.
So you like to, do you like to like dominate in a relationship? Do you like,
no,
to, like,
no.
Are you like doing
like I, if we were just having this conversation, I like it's, I definitely don't like to be like the dominant person.
Per se.
I like it to be equal. In the bedroom, I'm definitely not dominant. I'm not like a, like, oh, you want this little boy? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not like a fucking weird person. That's not weird. Also, if that's what you're into, that is not weird.
Do people
I've
really
never,
say you
yeah,
want
Yeah, I was
this?
Just going to say that. Like, I don't think has anyone ever, like, I would love to know because I've literally never experienced that where, like, a girl is just, like, been just like saying shit like that. Like,
oh yeah,
you know, like,
there are like so, I mean, that's a whole culture.
I know, but like, where's that, you know?
I mean,
I don't think it's,
you
in,
can find it,
I don't think it's
if
in
you,
LA,
I think you
man.
Can find it online.
You can find it anywhere.
Yeah, but I mean like true, you know,
true like dom
like
culture?
From the heart, like that type of shit, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like,
there are people
God,
that like really that's what they get off on. Yeah.
I love how we always end up talking about this exact
it's
type
just,
of
well,
sex.
You know why? Because when you, because if you're not having like, you know, I don't want to call it, if you're not having weirdly, I'm doing air quotes because it's not weird if you do it, but if you have sex that isn't like your everyday, like doggy missionary, mm-hmm. normal, whatever, mm-hmm. occasional or all the time dirty talk, ass slap, normal sex. Like what I think of my dirty sex is like literally it's like land before time sex compared to what other people are having. You know, mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. 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 I have had sex with a guy where the whole time we were having sex, he would just be like, "What is that?"
What do you mean?
Like, he'd be
What is that?
He'd be like, he would only want to have sex with me from behind. And he would be like, "What is that? What is that? Do you feel that? Do you feel that?"
I don't get it when people are like, "Do you feel that?" It's like, obviously there's something fucking touching me.
And then
me.
Like I don't know, your dick in my vagina? Like, that's what that is? Like, what do you mean, what is that?
Yeah.
And then he'd like stop having sex and he'd be like, "Oh," he'd be like, "That was crazy." And I'm like, really?
Right now I'm picturing like Amy Schumer and Trainwreck having sex with that big muscle
John
man.
Cena.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
I mean, it's just.
That's sexy.
It's real. It's so real. You guys, I'm going to tell you my fucked up sex story because it's pretty good.
Does it have to do with partying while having sex?
Yes. Okay, it has to do with mega partying.
Let's hear it.
This is a mega Greta party story that I feel embarrassed by, but I'm going to share it with you guys because I love you guys and I trust you with all my heart.
And all of our listeners, she trusts with all of her heart as well.
I really do. Mm-hmm. So I was on a ski vacation with my family. My family likes to go skiing. And one night we were out and we were just getting loose. Mm-hmm. Your girl got overserved, okay? Fast forward to me being in a basement bar with my sister. And I approach a guy, I guess. And this part's a little spotty to me. I approach a guy and I'm like, "You look like Sean William Scott." Okay? I said this to him. And he was like, "Thanks." Turns out my cousin knew him. So I guess we were like kind of dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how.
Grinding, like,
I think
up on
I was
the
just
wall.
Grinding like on him. Like, and I think he was just casually standing there. These two other girls came up to him and I literally looked at them and I was like, "Back off." Like, that's what I did. It was so. I was turbo. So whatever. We end up making out. I go back to his hotel. We proceed to.
Coitus.
To have sex, kind of. But I was feeling, I guess, really confident and, I don't know, was probably being insane. Long story short, I wake up the next morning in this guy's hotel room, okay? And I'm like, "What the fuck happened?" It was scary. You know, you don't want to get that drunk and wake up and be like, "Where the fuck am I?"
You're like,
I look, I'm fully naked. I look to the ground. My tampon is lying on the ground. Oh, I was on my period. Jesus. There are condom wrappers like confetti all over the fucking place. I guess we had multiple failed attempts at trying to have sex. I'm proud of myself, though, for using condoms. And I get up and I'm just like, "What the fuck?" And I had to meet my family at 8 a.m. for breakfast before we went to this like ski event. So I'm like, "What the fuck? Where am I? No, no, no." I wake this poor guy up and I wake him up and I'm just like, "Where am I?" He's like, you're at my hotel. And I'm like, "I need to be at my fucking hotel. Like, if I'm not by my hotel, you need to get me a cab." And he was like, "I need to get you a cab." He's like, "You forced yourself to come back here with me." He was like, "You had my neighbors call my room and file a noise complaint." And I was just like, "Oh my God." He was like, "You were insane. You were crazy. You kept on asking me to have butt sex with you. You kept on telling me you liked it. And when I tried, you didn't like it." And I was like, I was mortified. He was like, "And on top of that, I'm injured." And he pulls the sheet over. He had full ACL surgery like two nights before. There were like pins coming out of this guy's leg.
My God.
Turns out he is a professional athlete.
So I'm freshly single. And my friend was like, "Oh, you should meet my friend out. We're going out for a drink, whatever." So I walk in, don't even know this person, just start making out with him. End up going home with him. We don't have sex, but we just like hook up, whatever. So it's not really a one night stand. Then my alarm goes off in the morning. Or no, my alarm didn't go off. And I look at my phone and it's like 9:30. And I realize that I had to be at LAX airport to go on a flight to San Francisco with my parents to go to a funeral. Mm.
So I'm in.
Oh, this is good.
So I like wake this guy up and I'm like, shit, you have to take me to LAX right now. And he's like, same thing. Like, I have no idea who you are. You were so drunk last night. Like, why? Like, you forced yourself to come home with me, that sort of vibe. I'm like, cool. So like, he ends up like driving me to LAX. I like only find one of my socks. I'm in like black shorts and like a bra and like a sheer black colored shirt. And like, he like drops me off. He's like, okay, like have a good funeral. Like, so awkward. I like run through security.
Yeah,
literally. I run through security, like one sock on. I finally like meet my parents. I barely make the flight. And my parents are just like, what the fuck are you wearing? Like, you can't go to a funeral like this. And like, it was my dad's like best friend from college. So I just felt like I really needed to go. Like, it wasn't like I could miss it. Mm-hmm. So I like go to this funeral like in this outfit, and luckily it was like outdoors. So I just like stood in the back, and like the whole time my parents are like, what the fuck?
What were you wearing?
Like black mini shorts, boots.
The sheer top you were wearing the night before.
A sheer top and like a bra. So you could like see the bra because like I'm
she's trying to get that. She's trying to get that sympathy dick.
So then I like, we go back to the airport and like our flight's canceled that night. Mm-hmm. So we have to like spend the night in San Francisco at a hotel, like an airport hotel, like with my parents. And they're just like, what the fuck? And like, so basically I couldn't even go home until like Sunday from Friday night.
Oh, it was just like, that is so
it was
crusty.
Just like the worst, but it was like, it turned
did
out
you have
to be
cum
funny.
On any part of your body? Because no. That would just be the cherry on top.
I thought you were going to end that story the way Greta did and be like, and then I fucked another dude.
No, but I was at the airport and fully someone trying to like pick me up. And I was like,
hell
no,
yeah.
I was like, I'm with my parents. Yeah. And they were like, oh, and like ran away, mm-hmm. Which is like the best line you can say. If anyone's hitting on you and you don't want, just be like, I'm with my parents, and they're like, bye. Mm-hmm.
Jake, have you thought of any story that you would like to share about any drunken encounters you've had? Or
we could go back to like when I was like 16 and I was like in the basement of like some girl's house. They were like younger than us. It was like me and like a couple of my buddies, and we like brought some beer, and her parents weren't home. And
classic,
we were all
setup.
Classic setup, you know, classic basement, with a little TV. And the parents come home, and we all just like, we don't know what to do. We just hide. We all of us like find like a little nook and cranny in the basement. We hide, and the girls are chilling. And like, we hear like the footsteps come down the stairs, and I'm in the closet with my buddy Dwight. And we're just like, what the fuck do we do? Like, what are we going to do? Like, let's break. Let's make a break for it. And like, everyone's just like silently just like there. And like, everyone's trying to like not laugh because it's like, you know, you're young, and we were probably kind of drunk. And literally I remember yelling like, let's fucking go, boys. And like, we all just like bust out. The dad's like in the basement with like a fucking, like, just like down there, like who's here? Like, yeah. And we're just like, let's fucking go, boys. And we just like bust out. Like, dudes are like jumping out of like the sofa and like coming through like a crack in the wall. And like, everyone jets out like this like sliding door. And we like go in the backyard, and like, we're all there. Like, one dude gets left behind, but we don't give a fuck. We just keep running. Every man for himself. Yeah. And we like run out the back, and there's just like this like dip off like in the backyard, like where the like there's like concrete meets like grass like 5 feet below, and it was like, it had just rained, so it was like super muddy, and someone just like ate shit into the mud, and like we left him, and by that point it was like we were like three people left, and we like ran around the side of the house, so at that point the dad had like run back through the front of the house to try and like you know, like capture us, because there was a gate and we couldn't go anywhere else. And so like, we just like slide past the dad, and it's like me behind, like I'm like last, and the dad is like right there, and we're like face to face, and he's like, we're like 4 feet away, and he's just like standing there looking at me, and I'm just like, fuck this. And I turn and I start running towards my friends, and my buddies like run into this like apartment complex, like parking lot. And at the end of the parking lot, there's only one way in. It's like a dead end. And at the end of the parking lot, there's this like really big, like maybe like 15-foot like brick wall that with like a gate that you can climb over. And my buddies are all like, I see them in the distance. I like turn the corner, and like the dad's like on my ass, like 10 feet behind
me.
Like,
that is
like,
so like, funny.
Like, dude, this guy is
a
maniac.
He was like
maniac.
Relentless.
Dude,
I mean, he would fucking kill you.
Suburban Montclair town, like in New Jersey. Like, this dude is
those
not fucking around.
Those guys have so much like pent up aggression.
This dude's not fucking around. I literally stared in his eye. It was like
he's basically
destruction
Tony Soprano.
In his eyes. Yeah. So I'm, anyway, back to the story. I'm like jetting. I see him behind me. Like I see my buddies like up and they're like literally like hoisting each other up over this like 15-foot wall. Like it's like a team effort. And I run up and I'm like, I'm coming, boys. Like I'm coming. That adrenaline I still feel like just like running through my veins.
I
and
like this like wartime. Like I'm dude, coming,
dude, it's
boys.
Literally like there's like a drum in the back. It's like dum 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 dum. And like I get to the wall and I like hoist up my last buddy and I'm like, fuck, like how do I get up?
Yeah.
And so I run back. The dad like just careens around the corner down to like to where we are, like at the dead end. And I like run towards him like 10 feet to get like a head start. And literally my buddies are just like slow motion shaking their heads like, no. And I'm like, fuck it. And I like run and literally like Spider-Man the fuck out of this wall. Like I don't know where it came from.
Adrenaline.
It was all the adrenaline. I just had 1 foot leapt like another 5 feet.
Did
like
you
leapt
make it?
Another I grabbed the top of the wall. My buddies
pulled
like hoisted
up.
Me over. And then we all got up the top and we were just like, fuck you, motherfucker.
That
like just like flipping
so
off the dad.
Funny.
Like you couldn't see us. It was like
you
dark,
guys but... to be a boy in high school sounds like so,
so
much
fun.
More fun.
God, man.
Oh my
I like
God.
I wish that just for like a week I can like go back to that time for a little bit. All my boys just came out from that story. They actually came out.
Oh, I met them.
Yeah, yeah, you met
yeah.
them. Yeah, so...
that's so funny and
yeah,
amazing.
That was... Yeah, I almost got caught, but I didn't.
Almost.
Almost
yeah.
is the key word.
I got caught all the time.
That's
yeah,
so
yeah.
funny.
I got out of so much shit in high school, man. I was, like, always, like 5 minutes away because I was always kind of late, so I was like 5 minutes away from like getting into the car to like smoke the blunt that the police were
right.
already at
the
and all my
one.
Dudes were getting arrested and like
one.
I was just like always like someone was like looking out for me, you know, my dude.
It's seriously literally keeping a lookout.
Yeah.
One last thing that I think we can leave with a tip from the guy, our guy crush.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned oil. I just want to know what oil you use. And then we can
it's
go.
Actually amazing. I went to this place in the city that my brother's girlfriend had told me about, and they like have this stuff called pita oil. And
spell
it's
it.
Like it like it's
yeah,
P-I-T-T-A.
P-I-T-T-A.
And it's basically like it's like some like I think it's Indian and it's like an oil, and they have it for like every like body type or something, or like just like you, like your essence, you know, like different, like, so like I went in and I like talked to the lady for like 5 minutes and she like gave me this stuff and she was like, here, just put this on your face. And I just like, I'm obsessed with it. Cause like I usually just like,
your
I'm
skin
so
is
dry
beautiful.
And I just like rub it on after I get out of the shower and I just like feel like so like moist and nice.
That's I wish that you guys could have seen.
What a great feeling.
Jake's face was just like in such a blissful state.
I'm you know, no shame. I think everyone you should try this oil stuff. It's
ladies,
so, you too,
gentlemen. Gentlemen, if you're listening, get it for yourself. Ladies, if you have a man, or just guys that are your friends
I
that you like.
I wish I knew the place of what it's called so I can shout them out. I can't remember what it's called. It's in the
well, you know what you should do? All of our listeners will follow you. Where can they follow you? Where can they find you?
What's my Twitter?
I love meeting a person that doesn't know any of their socials. It makes me so happy.
At Jake Weary. I think it's my name or something.
Just Google Jake Weary.
Yeah, just Twitter.
And
yeah,
watch his
people
new television
people are
show.
Smart, man. They can
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah.
I don't have to
yeah.
tell you what. You can find that.
Just
shit.
Google Jake, and then Jake will make an
yeah.
Instagram or a tweet about the pita oil, and then everyone
yeah.
will find out about it.
Yeah,
it's very
yeah.
true. When this podcast comes out, you'll know.
Yeah, yeah
it's
you will
be like,
know.
They're
going to
send
guys.
Me like a care package. Like, thank
yeah.
you so much.
They will. They should.
We have so many listeners over here.
All right, Lo, do you want to shout out our Lady Levin today?
Yeah, this week's Lady Lovin' is Hillary Clinton. We think that she like needs a little boost in the polls, and I know a lot of people are like feeling the burn, but you know, we're a show about loving our gals. So, you know, go Hillary, make a donation to her campaign.
We love you, Hill.
Mm, love me some Hillary.
She's cute.
Thank you so much, Jake, for coming on the
yeah,
show.
Thank you guys for having me.
It
I've
was so
this
fun.
Before.
This was really
I'm happy
cool.
that we can take your
yeah,
podcast.
Take my
I feel like this is like a
yeah.
chill party.
It is.
Like,
it
yeah,
is.
Like
it's,
we're cool podcasts. So,
yeah,
any last pro party
fun.
Tips before we sign off?
Pro party tips, I would have to say wear your seatbelt, don't drink and drive, don't do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
and be good, be safe.
Yeah.
But also have fun. Like, if you want to party a little bit, if you want to party a little bit, that's cool. But just like,
take a lift home.
My pro party tip is, for every drink of alcohol you have, have 2 drinks of water.
Oh, me too.
Because Greta follows that.
Yeah, listen, you got to hydrate.
Yeah. That's true. That's
true. Except when I was 18, I literally would go like weeks without having water.
And then your pee would be like literal like yellow gelatin.
Until I just like actually needed that water.
It's disgusting. Jilly's barfing.
Again.
Oh, well, party safe, party people.
This party podcast is over.
This party podcast is popping.
All right. Thank you for listening. As always, we love you. Listeners, and we love you, Jake.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for having me.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace. Bye.